I'm Chris from All Things Good and Nerdy, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. The opinions expressed are those of the individual hosts. Make sure you check out all the other great podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Is Spotify getting locked in a box? Is Maggie Green enjoying some whiskey? Is Netflix lost in space? And more questions answered. So grab your spoons, because the soup is served. Welcome to Digital Soup, the only podcast that refuses to play any games newer than 8-bit. Gotta love those 8-bit.
Nice. Giggity goo.
Are you here, Adam, or was that me? Hello? All right, love so I don't it. Know if our listeners even know what's going on here. Do you want to explain what happened, Adam?
Helicopter. Baseball.
Oh, this is how the whole episode is going to go, Dave.
I saw it in the show notes. That's awesome. Okay, I actually am here this time.
they're gonna be like, what do you talk about
so
this time?
Last week was a little bit of a weird episode, and hi, this is Adam. I had no internet at home, so I could not participate in the podcast. So these guys cleverly decided to sound clip the crap out of me and just leave me in the show at their own whim.
It was all Dave. Dave was the master.
Yeah.
Right.
I like the part where you play a sound clip and then refer to me as an idiot.
Again, that was Dave. Yeah, I guess that is kind of harsh. I play a sound clip to you and then call you an idiot.
Well, and then they got there's people from other podcasts commenting on my Twitter. This is your best performance yet. So I'm feeling really good about myself right now.
Oh, no. Well, I guess we should start here and we'll do some introductions here. Now, joining me in the Digital Soup virtual studio is Adam. Yes, really Adam this time.
Actually here, present.
And we got a new name for Dave. It is Always Been Here Dave.
That's right. I'm the only one that has not missed an episode yet.
Exactly.
I'm sure there'll come a day, but so
yeah,
far,
there has
so
to be.
Good.
I mean, the birth of another child.
No.
You know, Jason, what if we did an entire episode with Dave, but then just never included his audio track?
That would be hilarious. just
like a minute of dead air and then us laughing and commenting on it.
What do you mean a minute of dead air? You know how Dave drones on. It'd be like 30 minutes straight of nothingness.
Well, at least you got plenty of sound clips.
Yeah. Adam, who's toying with, I think it was Adam or it was Dave during the pre-show here, toying with maybe doing a whole episode of just sound clips. We just go through and just soundboard the heck out of all three of us and then just, you know, clip it away.
Yep.
I don't think that would be any good, though.
Probably not.
Nobody Madness. Would like that. Yeah.
So this threw me for a loop, guys. Yeah. Caterpillar announced an updated mobile phone.
Yeah.
The heavy equipment company. Caterpillar.
Yep.
Please tell me about this. I want to know more.
Well, basically what's going on, there's a company.
Was that a sound clip, Dave?
No, I'm here. I am here. Today is Giggity Sunday, goo. February 25th, 2018. No, Caterpillar, they have a line of mobile phones. The current one out is it's called the Cat S60.
And I've never heard of this.
No, and these are built by a company called Bullitt. And essentially, the new version that's coming out, the Cat S61, it's kind of unique because they're obviously geared towards working construction laborer, you know, people like that. Because this Caterpillar phone actually has a thermal camera built into it, indoor air quality sensors, so you can test that, laser assisted distance measurement systems, pretty high end stuff. It's pretty expensive. From what I understand, they're close to the same price as an iPhone X, but I thought this was interesting because, yeah, who really knows that, you know, Caterpillar of all companies, this equipment manufacturer, has a line of mobile phones. It kind of blew my mind when I saw this, and then I started reading a little bit about it, and some of the things this thing can do are pretty insane for, you know, if you're in that field, it's the perfect phone. You know, it's not going to give you all the bells and whistles and things like an iPhone or a Samsung or something like that, but it's going to give you a lot of the tools that you need on a regular basis for your job.
So kind no Snapchat.
No, well, I don't know. Maybe
you probably could.
Yeah,
it's running Android, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
I believe so. Yep. Yep.
So this is a roughly $1,000 phone, but just on the surface, looking at some of the specs, it's closer to the tricorder from Star Trek than most other smart devices. In that you've got all these sensors built in, the thermal camera showing ranges from -20 to 400 Celsius, as well as indoor air quality sensor built by Sensorion, which can monitor the air around you and warn if things are unsafe, and laser assisted distance measurement system. So basically, like, scan this. The only thing it's missing is like that little, like, the ability to do medical scanning and stuff like that.
I mean, I hope when it measures the distance like that, we see, you know, you've seen it in the movies where they're scanning a room. And
yeah, you should see the beams.
Yeah, like that awesome like red grid through the room as it just crawls up, you know, away from you and up the walls, and everything just maps it all out, and you know exactly how far everything is. Yeah, it looks pretty interesting. I mean, it's a 5.2-inch display, 1080p, so touchscreen, everything else. But I guess the
OLED?
No, it doesn't look like that. But whatever they're doing with the touchscreen, I guess it's designed to still work with gloves or wet fingers. So it's made heavy duty for on the job, you know, applications. So
I do have one question though, with the thermal camera. Will it be able to locate a cloaked predator?
Ooh. Like a Chris Hansen?
I didn't think about what you were talking about. I'm like, who was he in The Predator?
He was catching them. He's the best.
Oh man!
I bought Funyuns and condoms.
I'm here to talk to her about internet safety.
Oh man!
So it looks like according to TheVerge.com, this thing is specced like a mid-range device, but it's roughly $1,100.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a special use thing. It's kind of cool though. The distance measuring and everything like that. Do you think we're going to see more and more ability for sensors and additional functionality in our smartphones? I would love to see more specialized sensors and stuff like this. That's so cool.
I do have a level app.
See?
I can go up there and I could get the level.
I think I've used mine. Too.
Yeah, I used mine just last weekend before, hanging up some pictures in the house and double checking for if they're level or not. So, pro tip for you though. If you're using the level on your iPhone or Samsung, and you're going to use your phone to do that, and so you set it on top of the picture like that, you know, so you're standing up and down and you can get that nice level horizon, make sure and take your case off, because most cases have a little protruding button for your power and volume buttons. And I found out that it was reading level, but it was actually off just a little bit because the buttons were sticking out.
And then so everything in Dave's house is at an angle.
And then his wife slaps him on the side of the head. Idiot.
She would if she could reach the top of my head, but sorry, hon.
Huh. Don't get short with me.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask, is Mary Lou Retton your wife?
No.
You can do it, Dave. You can do it.
Yeah. Well, and the crazy thing is, I mean, as surprising as it was that Caterpillar has their own phone, there's another company out there that wouldn't put together with a mobile phone, but they also have a brand new rugged phone, swappable backs for different functionality, and that is the high-end vehicle company, Land Rover. They actually have their own phone out as well, and this thing, they say it's built by the same company, this Bullitt company, which I've never heard of. It's B-U-L-L-I-T-T. I guess they're a British company. Looks like they've made handsets for Caterpillar, Kodak, and whoever JCB is. We've got a link over to the Engadget website as well. But, they've put out this, they've released this phone for Land Rover, and this thing looks to be built like a tank. I mean, it's pretty nice looking. I don't know. Spec-wise, I mean,
it says it comes with a chunky adventure pack.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it looks like if you took the way it's I don't know what you'd call it, the design of it, the look of it, kind of reminds me, if you've ever used a handheld like Garmin GPS or something, the more modern ones, where they're kind of chunky, kind of blocky, but just made to take a beating. And so that's what this looks like. I mean, these are phones that
I was gonna say, it sounds like Adam.
That's nice.
Man.
These guys, just brutal. No,
not these guys. I didn't say anything.
Especially you, Dave.
Dave just texted that over to me and said, hey, say this about Adam.
I believe it.
Yeah, we know I'm the secret mastermind behind everything here.
He's the manipulator.
Here's the interesting thing. So I've never heard of this Bullet company either, but they're making all these somewhat decent devices for very specific brands.
Right.
This adventure pack, the chunky adventure pack, comes with a specialized component that overrides the built-in antenna and boosts the chance of you getting a signal in far-flung locations.
Uh-huh.
IP68 certified, meaning it can withstand light, dust, and dirt, and is drop-tested to 1.8 meters. So kind of built to go with your Land Rover if you take it outside of, you know, the highway in your inner city.
Right. Well, and what these like you called it, the chunky adventure pack and all of those, what it looks to be, this phone has an interchangeable back on it. So they have this adventure pack, which comes with, like you say, the boosted GPS antenna. But they've also got a another feature on there. It's called the bike pack, which comes built into the case. It's got a stem and handlebar mount, so you can mount the phone right on your bike if you're into mountain biking and cycling and things like that.
So it's like a companion for your Land Rover.
Yeah, I mean, basically, this looks like you've got, you know, the phone contained in the front half, and the back half, when it clips in, makes electronic contact with the rest of the phone. And then you attach basically the back portion of whatever kind of case you'd want, whether it's a carabiner clip or, you know, you name it. They've got a ton of different options on there. So it's really kind of interesting to see what they're doing. And I wonder, like you said, how long it'll be till we start seeing phones go instead of, I mean, I don't think Apple or Samsung are going to go away. You're going to see those as your mass consumer phones. But how long until we start seeing more and more of these kind of specialized phones pop up that are geared just for certain demographics of people, you know, whether it be...
Right. I'm waiting for the KitchenAid phone.
What's that?
Where it's going to give me the... It's going to scan my recipe.
Yeah.
And make sure that my ingredients are the right temperature and everything. I mean, it's just going to be perfect.
So you just throw it in the pot with your soup and...
Oh, yeah. Maybe the accessory is that it does the stirring for you. Like it's my little robot baking friend.
Your vibrating ringtones just go off nonstop to just give a light, nice, gentle shake to everything and mix it all up. There you go.
I don't know why we're not making money with these ideas, fellas.
I don't either. It's just
amazing.
It sounds bulletproof.
Bulletproof monk.
I like that. Well, I tell you what, if our inventions don't take off, we could always go work for Spotify.
Could do that.
It appears that Spotify is getting a little closer to jumping into the physical product game. And a job posting by Spotify looking for an ops manager for a hardware product.
Ooh, I'm free.
Along with the line, Spotify is on its way to creating its first physical products.
Yeah.
It's all pointing to this jump. So what might happen with Spotify? What are they thinking about making?
Well, you'd have to think it's going to be something along the lines of, some sort of Bluetooth or mobile speaker setup, home base.
You know, we need another one of those. I mean, there's just...
Yeah, I was just wondering, there's not enough mobile speakers.
Yeah, and that is true, but I guess I'd look at it from the standpoint of being that it's made by Spotify. It's kind of exciting to me because if the price isn't outrageous... Think about the fact that Spotify, if they're making this, how well they can integrate in all of the Spotify functionality, whether it be via voice commands or, you know, whatever cool stuff they want to do, it may be set up to fully optimize, obviously, Spotify over any other platform. So if you're a Spotify user, it might become just a fantastic way to control your music and podcasts now in Spotify as well. So.
Well, what if it's a Spotify phone by Bullet?
Now we're talking, right?
How would you cue it up? Would it be like, hello, Spot? Please play Eminem.
Yeah, it could be. Hello, Spot.
Hello, Spot. How'd you get British on
Spotify? Spotify is up in the, what do they call it? Like Finland, Norway, one of those countries. I can't remember what they call that region of the world, but too tired right now. My brain isn't working, but
Maybe the Spotify device will leave a white square instead of a circle.
Oh, I got it. Maybe when you guys are talking about how you'd address it, you know, like the Google or whatever, maybe it's ultra polite and it's like, hey, Spot, if I wanted to hear, see the Spot, if I, And then you ask it, and then it'd be like,
"Oh, hey,
I could play that for you. That would be nice."
I see where you, went with that.
I gotta apologize. I mean, my brain is just not firing on all cylinders. Either that, or I'm just out in left field. But I'm a little fried right now. But I don't know. I thought the Spotify story was actually pretty interesting, and the part about it that kind of cracked me up though is that I saw this on TechCrunch, and I thought, well, let's check this out. You know, and they're making it sound like, well, there's some hints that things are coming, and right in their job, you know, posting, they're like, we are looking to get into this game. But yet all the articles are saying, well, it's we don't know too much yet. They're kind of playing it safe, you know, but they've come right out and said, we are doing this. We need a person to join our company to be the head of this division. Yeah, it looks like they might be. I don't know. It's kind of uncertain what's happening. Well, but
we do have some breaking news. Uh-oh. Microsoft is coming out with their own speaker.
The Zune 2.
I loved my Zune when I had
we've
it.
Had this conversation.
Yeah.
It's called the Microsoft Tune.
Are you joking or are you for real?
I'm for joking.
Okay.
Nice.
It did sound pretty good, though. Plausible that the Microsoft Tune.
I was starting to wonder.
We probably won't see another thing like that for, let's say, 10,000 years.
God, that's a long time.
You guys see this? What do you think of this?
I think this needs to be described for our listeners.
Well.
Giggity
goo.
It does. What's going on is that Jeff Bezos, who is the Amazon founder, and of course, I believe he's a CEO or whatever, but he's the head of Amazon. He announced construction of what he's calling a 10,000-year clock. They're beginning the construction on his property in Texas, and basically the whole idea is to get people thinking about humanity in the long term. Now, you can find more about this. We've got it linked up with an article here on the Next Web. But basically,
I want you to think about time differently.
Yeah, they're essentially saying that what they want is much in the same way that when people went to space and we saw photos coming from space of the Earth, they say it changed the way that people thought about the environment here on Earth. And they're thinking that with this clock, it will make people think about time differently. So, you know, I don't know what they're hoping to achieve with this, but basically, there'll be a couple hands on there. The one hand will tick only once per year. So think about like the minute hand on your watch going around and taking a full year to pass essentially 1 minute of time. So tick around that
definitely
face.
Don't be a clock watcher then.
Right. And then there'll be a second one that ticks once per century. And the best part is that once a millennium, there will be a cuckoo that emerges and, you know, does some kind of cuckoo clock stuff.
So old guy just comes out of there, hey, everybody.
Yeah. I've been waiting for 1,000 years.
And then he goes back inside. Right. He's like, chemtrails. And then he runs back inside.
Yep. And I mean, it's kind of cool, but it's a huge structure. I forget how big they said, 40-something stories. But I don't know. To me, it seems.
Last 10,000 years.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing. Like, it's in Texas, so, you know, is it going to be able to withstand?
Well, no wonder
that,
it's
know?
So big. Everything's
bigger
in Texas.
Oh, dang it.
I'll move on to something else. Sorry, Jason.
Yeah, okay. So looking at it, they're saying it's a 500-foot mechanical version in the Sierra Diablo range of West Texas. So they're probably not going to see any hurricanes, anything like that there, I would assume. But they're basically drilling into mountains to house the components for this thing, which are actually... Yeah, they're being machined and assembled in California, shipped to Texas, and put together. Of course, there's no schedule for completion, they're saying, but once it's up and operational, they're expecting it to be open for public viewing and everything else. But you know, to me, this is the classic case of here's someone who just has way too much money and is literally just like, hey, this sounds fun.
Well, there's no timeline. I mean, I got 10,000 years, no worries. This is going to be one of those things that if it actually lasts 10,000 years from now, people are going to look at this and be like,
I think when this clock runs down, the world is supposed to end. Right, guys?
Yeah, right.
Just like we were with the Mayans. And some people.
Yeah.
And nobody in this podcast or any, well, you know, the whole 2012, the world's going to end kind of a thing.
Right.
And it just so happened that like whatever the calendar was. That was the limit of the calendar.
That's because Steve was in charge of continuing the calendar, and he quit the company.
You know, that's what happens when good folks leave.
I always just took that as essentially just that point in time when they'd worked on this calendar and they were so far in the future and they were finally like, Well, I think that should do it.
We're not going to be around for this.
I think they get the idea on how this calendar works. They can take it from here.
Yeah. You know? They just simply add another block.
Right.
So whatever. I don't even know how it worked. But I wonder what Chewbacca would look like if he shaved his face.
What?
What? I do wonder that. Probably looks like Dave.
I don't understand what just happened here.
Jason just dropped a sound clip.
Oh. I'm sorry. I told you I was a little slow. I thought you just made the statement and then we're like, I do wonder that. Like, well, clearly you just blurted it out.
Oh, right. Dave. Oh, man. You're killing me here, dude.
I'm sorry. Oh, I was so confused.
Adam asked himself a question, then answered it.
I thought this is kind of crazy. He's really going off on this week. Yeah, I don't know though. This it could be kind of cool to check out once it's complete if you happen to find yourself in Texas and want to see something. But you know, you kind of wonder. So many people, especially when they get to that status level where they're super wealthy and you know they're in a position of relative power, you know, essentially because of the money they have behind them, where they start thinking about the legacy they're going to leave, you know?
Well, you know what? I bet you that...
Well, if that Musk guy is going to throw a car out in the circle orbit billion years on
words,
this is what Jeff Bezos sounds like. I'm going to make a 10,000-year clock in your face, Musk. Right.
My clock will be around long after you're spaceman.
Save the clock tower! 10,000 years ago, Jeff Bezos put this thing up here.
Right, and you wonder if this is his attempt. Yeah, just his attempt to, you know, manufacture a legacy bigger. I mean, as if being the founder of Amazon wasn't enough of a legacy, but you kind of wonder if this is almost more of a publicity stunt, because all it's really got to do is, you know, after a year or maybe even 10 years, make sure that thing ticks once every, you know, for the first 10 years, and then people forget about it.
For $42 million, it better last longer than 10 years. I've had watches last longer than that.
Yeah, I'd hope so. Absolutely. But interesting use of his time and money, I guess.
Yep.
So.
Why not? So, Jason, speaking of time,
it's time for a geek off.
Oh, ow.
Well, this week I know you guys are both Star Trek fans.
What's that?
And so I'm gonna give you guys the question to maybe you'll fight it out. Maybe you guys will be as usual in perfect harmony. But I'm gonna ask you this simply. I want to know who is the better captain once and for all. Is it Captain Kirk or is it Captain Picard?
Well, if you could tell me what his first and middle name is, Picard's?
James T. Kirk and Jean-Luc Picard.
Oh, no, it's Jean-Luc.
Okay. I'm not French, though. Jean-Luc?
Jean-Luc.
No.
You know what? A better captain. I'm going to have to say, if we're basing it off the original series, not the reboot, I am going to have to say Picard. And the reason being, why are you laughing?
Because you stole my answer. Sorry, Dave.
I knew it.
because I just think he was more of a general. He seemed like he had more control over you know, everybody that was under him. Where James T. Kirk, it seemed like he was just there for the green chicks. He's like, all right, guys, it's time for us to go get some.
That's
some a hooch.
Pretty good Shatner impersonation.
Yo, my name's Jim Kirk. Hand me the booch. Kirky in the booch.
Where are them green chicks at?
Show me them greenies.
Show me them greenies. Are we getting derogatory now?
I hope, yeah. I suppose it could be.
We're anti-green? What are we?
No, totally pro-green.
Pro-green?
I've got a friend who's green. Leave me alone.
That almost sounded like an Adam sound clip.
Oh, that's nice. These guys right here.
Not these guys.
Man,
I'm
classic
just sitting
Dave
here.
Always coming at me.
No, but that's what I'm going to say. I think Picard just seemed more captain-y to me, more in control. Yeah.
Picard was a better leader. Both of them, I mean, were pretty even playing field as far as like being able to get out of situations and
Well, James T. Picard Kirk overall is
a better
cheat.
Leader and Picard was a little more tactical on his stuff, I think. But Kirk was more the cowboy, so they both would. I mean, Picard had to borrow Kirk for help in Star Trek Generations. So, but Kirk, if you switched it, Kirk might have had to borrow Picard. I don't know.
So what you're saying is James T. Kirk is more like a cowboy on a steel ship he ride?
Yep.
He's
except
wanted,
for it was a steel horse, but...
He's wanted. Wanted. Dead or alive.
My name's Kirk.
We're doing Star Trek to a little. It's, I've got to find a green check.
Okay.
In order for me to be happy with my life.
You know, that is really good. Can you do a modern song as Shatner would have sang it on his album?
Oh, man. A modern
song?
Yeah,
just grab a song from today. Havana. Sing Havana as James T. Kirk.
Havana, na, na, na.
I don't, Dave, do you understand what we're doing here?
No.
He released an album, a 12-track album
yes. well,
of real no, songs knew. That he just spoke the words.
I know that part, but I don't know what Havana is.
That's a song. Okay,
it's a song that's out now.
But you didn't have to cut me off. Make out like it never happened, and then we were nothing. And I don't even need your love. But you treat me like a stranger. That feels so rough. Now you're just somebody that I used to know.
I've got to cut you off now, sir.
Nuclear vessels.
Yeah.
Man. I don't know. I thought for
we've
sure.
really gone off the deep end. Sorry, all you listeners.
No, yeah, I think they really enjoyed the Shatner. I got to say, Adam, you've done several impersonations on the show. I think you do a really good Shatner. What do you think, Dave?
Yeah.
Well, thanks. Yeah,
I like it.
I want to know what listeners think. Of course, the impersonation, that'd be great.
Oh, they might tell me it sucks.
Yeah, let Adam know what you think of his impersonation. But more importantly, I want to know, I want to get some Trek fans arguing, because I feel like I thought this might be one of those questions that would get you guys.
If you Google Kirk versus Picard, you get a lot of results.
Yeah, and I thought this would be one of those ones that's like, you know, the Superman versus Batman thing. You know, everyone's going to have a take, and here you guys go again, skipping through a field of daisies, holding hands, agreeing on everything.
Staring in each other's eyes.
Yeah. Well, I have to awkwardly leave the room yet again. I mean, it gets so tiring, but...
it's just one big old love fest over here. It's time for a love fest.
Whoa, what's the sound thing?
I was trying to do the music.
I put it this way, though. I mean, it's a really close argument when you actually think about it. You know, this is such a nerdy thing to even talk about.
Well, we are a geek culture show.
they're only the best of the best get to helm the USS Enterprise, the Starfleet's flagship. They both were that high caliber. They just had different styles.
Who was the... Wasn't there one other captain, let me think here, with the beard, Riker? Stryker?
He was first officer.
Riker was first officer.
Okay, so he wasn't in charge of nothing.
And he couldn't sit in a chair without swinging his leg over the top of it.
Well, out of all the series, was there any other captains?
Adam, I forgot completely about that. There is actually, you can YouTube search that, and somebody put together a montage of all the ways that he sat in the chair. And Dave, what he's talking about, he'll come from the back of any chair, and he swings his leg over it and sits into it. He doesn't enter a chair from the front. He enters the chair from behind.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, jeez.
That's inappropriate. Yeah. Oh, man.
Inappropriate. Well,
yeah, you guys should check out that video because it's really funny how he sits
Dave,
down.
Dave, do it before you fall asleep. So it's the last thing you see, and you'll just dream all night about
a bearded man slinging his legs over chairs.
Oh, yeah.
Everything you ever dreamed of.
He should have been assimilated.
Locutus of Borg. Actually, 7 and 9 was pretty hot. Jerry Ryan.
Jerry Ryan?
Yeah. I don't think so anymore, but...
Wasn't she in one of those, like, didn't she end up going on to be...
Law and Order, I believe she was in one of the...
I was going to say, one of the cop shows, yeah. You know what else is a big night for shows? What happened tonight?
Oh, I'm so excited. Carl dies! Yeah!
Well, Carl! I don't know if that happens, but...
Well, no, they've basically said he will be dying in the first episode. That's nice. What the showrunners, you know, and all of the cast and everything over the last few weeks have been giving him a goodbye, you know, via the media and stuff, you know, saying their farewells that way. We know he's dead because they actually showed some pictures of him where he cut his hair, Chandler Riggs. I don't know if you know who Carl is, but Chandler Riggs actually cut his hair. Chandler Riggs. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
What movie is that? Rush Hour?
Yeah, boy, he's not in anything anymore. What the heck happened to him?
They're making Rush Hour 4.
Nice.
But is it with what's his name?
Jackie Chan and Chris
No,
Tucker.
The other guy, Chris Tucker. Yeah. But anyway, Chandler Riggs cut his hair, so we know he's no longer on the show. So there you go.
Yeah. Isn't there someone else though that was looking like they're leaving the show?
There is. It's Lauren Cohan who plays Maggie. We don't know 100% of what was going on. I know there was some holdout in contract talks because, you know, she wasn't getting the money that she felt she should be because she was here ever since the second season. She's still technically one of the original cast, even though she wasn't there in season one. She's since season two. So she's besides, Chandler Riggs and, Andrew Lincoln. Oh yeah. Norman Reedus. I think those are the only three from the first season, and then from the second season, it's Lauren Cohan and, wow, nobody, right? Adam? I think she might be the only one from season two still alive. So anyways, you know, they were trying to negotiate a bigger salary for her because she is a prominent. I mean, she's one of the big three. You know, there's, you know, the widow, what do they call Ezekiel? The widow, and Rick. What did they call it? Well, anyway, one of the big three that Negan said, don't kill them, bring them to me, blah, 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 whatever. So, yeah, she's a big part of this show. And there was some talk that she was trying to get salary parity with Andrew Lincoln and Norman Reedus. But that has come out that was not the truth. She was trying to get a raise, you know, get more money to get a little bigger piece of the pie. But she wasn't looking for parity. But because the negotiations were at a stalemate, they didn't go anywhere, she has now signed on to do the pilot for a new series called Whiskey Cavalier.
It's a Chevy Cavalier that has whiskey in it.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Whiskey Cavalier, from what they're saying, is basically going to be kind of an action dramedy. So comedy, drama, action. Essentially adventures of what they're calling a tough but tender FBI super agent, Will Chase, following an emotional breakup. And
his name is Will Chase?
Yeah, Will Chase. And okay.
Her character's name is I'ma Catcha.
No, she will be playing
Join Will Chase and I'ma Catcha Sundays.
She will be playing what appears to be
Villain Gun Getter.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dave. Go ahead.
She plays what appears to be, as they're describing, a badass CIA operative, Francesca Frankie Trowbridge. Mm. So they're going to lead an interagency team of flawed, funny, heroic spies trying to save the world. Sounds like it could be kind of fun if it's done well, but, you know, something a little different on TV maybe. But
so basically what this means for us Walking Dead fans, though, is that we'll probably be seeing the last season of Maggie. Because if she signed on to another show for the fall, she's more than likely not going to be on The Walking Dead also. So,
Does she have anyone in that show? I mean, I know there's kind of like love interest and stuff in Walking Dead, but does she have anyone?
No, he's dead.
He's dead?
Glenn, Negan killed Glenn.
Okay, Glenn was her love interest. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was just wondering, like, once she died, if someone
would be... It
was an
eye-popping surprise, I'll tell you.
Yeah. I'm wondering if someone will be, like, you know, shaking her and saying, wake up, Maggie. I think I have something to say to you.
Ooh. Is that a song?
You don't recognize it?
Rod Stewart. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I was trying to come up with who it was. Just relax.
No, I had one thing before we jump off this, though. You mentioned Norman Reedus, and it popped into my head. Now, you guys know, and listeners probably know if you've been listening, I don't follow Walking Dead. I know kind of roughly what's going on, but I've only watched the first season.
Idiot!
It's just
something. I called Adam an idiot. I got to call you one.
It's, as I've said before, there's just so much to catch up on. I just can't make myself do it. But Norman Reedus is actually a pretty well-known photographer outside of his acting and everything else. And he's got his own show, his own series, where he basically goes on motorcycle rides with other people, creatives, whether they're building motorcycles or they're photographers or whatever it is. And he kind of interviews them and they check stuff out. But I was listening to a photography podcast that I check out every now and then when the topic is, you know, looks interesting to me, with the mega store B&H Photo. They've got their own photography podcast, and they actually interviewed Norman Reedus this past January. And I threw the link to, you can watch it on YouTube if you want, or of course you can find them, you know, listen to the audio version. But it was actually, you know, I don't know too much about his character, too much about him, but really interesting to hear, you know, someone who they're so famous for and known for something like their acting work, that now, you know, to hear him into their other creative pursuits like photography was very, very interesting. So if you're a Norman Reedus fan, go check that out. Absolutely. It was a fun listen.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if I'm technically a Norman Reedus fan. I do like his character Daryl, but I wouldn't say that I'm like all these women that swoon over him and everything. Oh, Daryl, you kill him and we will revolt. Remember that, Adam?
I don't remember the revolt part, but I know that he's very popular with the dames.
Yeah, and I don't get it. I'm not saying he's an ugly dude or anything. But he's no Channing Tatum, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, I don't know. He's got that bad boy image from, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I could wear myself an angel winged vest too. I'd look pretty badass.
No, you said it wrong. You'd look pretty fat ass.
Oh, you son of a...
Just kidding.
Well, you guys...
Norman Reedus to me looks like he's tired all the time.
Yeah.
But,
Well, speaking of fat ass, do you think if Chandler Riggs had been Han Solo, do you think he would have called Jabba the Hutt fat ass? What do you guys think?
Probably.
Hey, you fat ass. While Chandler Riggs is sitting there eating his can of pudding.
That is a good segue. Probably the best one.
Right.
Oh, thank you. So, I enjoyed it.
So it looks like Chandler Riggs was he auditioned for Spider-Man in Captain America Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
And he also auditioned for... the new Solo movie as well.
Yep.
So he's got some aspirations to go big screen.
Yeah, I mean, can you picture him? I mean, I don't know too much about him because I don't watch the show, like I said, but I don't know. The still images I've seen of this kid, I just can't picture him playing Spider-Man or Han Solo or...
Well, not Han Solo, but Spider-Man. No, I could have seen Spider-Man possibly.
Yeah. I was very satisfied that they went with Tom Holland for that one.
Mm-hmm. Although he may not be around for too long.
Oh, is this guy cancer?
Is he sick?
Jinx. No, but that is a huge storyline. If you want to get nerdy, that's a big storyline that happened in the comics where there's a run where Spider-Man is old. He's an old man. And the whole story centers
like old
around
man Rick?
No, not that one. Not Chandler Riggs. No, it's old man Spider-Man, basically. And Mary Jane.
This guy don't know Walking Dead.
No, Mary Jane, his wife and love interest in the comics for many years, actually dies because of Spider-Man. Yet another woman dying, you know, love interest dying by Spider-Man's hand. But the reason she died was because he was bitten by a radioactive spider.
Well, yeah.
And all of those years of being married and doing married adult things...
Whoa.
Basically gave Mary Jane cancer and killed her.
That's really the most unpleasant story I've ever heard.
That is dark for
Spider-Man. So are you saying when he finishes, it glows in the dark?
I'm not saying anything about what Spider-Man does, but I'm saying I still can't picture Coral as
a web slinger.
As Spidey. Yeah, I don't know it. It's tough, you know, and you feel bad for these actors sometimes when they get a role like that at a young age and they're known for this thing so much that it's going to be really hard, I think, for him to be in something else, especially blockbuster. Yeah, very much where, you know, people are going to just have a hard time seeing him as not that character.
Like a brooding teenager.
Yeah, with one eye.
So, Jason, do you have that special music we talked about?
Oh, no.
That's right, everybody. It is time for a quiz show. This is
Adam's quiz show this time, and the music went away.
I'm sorry.
We can insert it later. Oh, okay, then play it again. Hit it. Eventually. Production value. All right. It's a little bit loud, but we can turn it down. So, guys, I've got a little quiz show for you now. A couple minutes ago, one of you said a movie quote.
And it was probably just so because I say a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, it was a movie quote, and it was guess what movie it was, and we were trying to figure it out. Today's quiz show, I am going to be giving you both a movie quote, and you've got to tell me which movie it came from.
Oh, snap! Yeah. I'm so excited. I love this. All right.
All right. So the first one, we're not going to do any typing or anything. The first one to answer and get it right is the winner.
And no Google, Dave.
Yeah.
We then call you GD for nothing.
Oh man, is that what they call him, GD? I got so many acronyms.
My name's G to the D.
UDGD. It's all good.
Sounds like an SNL skit. I'm Google Dave.
All right, now I'm getting a piece of paper out so I can keep track of the scores.
Okay.
I got my eyes closed so I can hear.
Are you ready?
Ready.
1632. What is that, a year? No, it's your top score in pole position. And I kind of gave it a New York accent at the end. It shouldn't have had one.
I'm thinking, and these are all movies, not like TV.
All movies, no TV shows.
Leaning towards...
Say it again.
All right. 1632. What is that, a year? No, it's your top score on pole position.
I'm going to say...
Heather's.
No.
No, I was leaning towards, I can't decide between the two. Either, it's not Goonies, I don't think, but either Goonies or Stand By Me was one of my two, but I don't know.
All right, pick one.
Goonies.
Yes.
Oh,
Dave with the Goonies quote. All right.
Pole position is what gave it away for me. I was like, it's got to be an older movie.
That was Chunk and Mouth having a conversation. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Next up.
Okay, let's go. I can redeem myself.
Life finds a way.
Life. That's Jurassic Park.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You guys are setting me off.
No, I have not seen answers.
Dave has the cheat sheet.
Are you remoted into my screen right now?
No. TeamViewer is not active.
All right, the guy that says, I don't have time to watch movies or TV.
These are all old movies when I used to see everything so far.
Now, this next one you guys probably will both know, so this will be a speed game. There's no place like home. Wizard of Oz. Oh, Dave in with it. Jason, I'm so sorry.
All about the speed.
Yep.
That's what she said.
Next up. Your wife says you are pretty fast.
Wow, you guys are in agreement. Okay.
I know Kung Fu. That's Keanu Reeves. Bill and Ted.
The Matrix.
Nope. Jason gets one with The Matrix.
It was The Matrix. Okay.
It was The Matrix.
Nicely done.
All right. Hasta la vista.
Terminator. Terminator.
Neither of you got it right yet.
Two.
Okay, Jason.
Did you like that?
Two. I was thinking it too, and I stopped because I was like, he beat me to it.
All right, what's the score?
So far, it is Dave with three, Jason with two.
Ooh, close Suck game.
Off, Dave.
Express elevator to hell, going down.
Ooh.
This one might be obscure. This one came out of my own brain, just because I remember.
Oh, you just
it.
Made it up?
No. Nope.
Elevator to hell, going down.
Hold on.
I'm gonna count to five, and if nobody has anything, I'll give you an extra hint.
One, two,
dang it! Three,
I'll need a hint. Four.
Bill Paxton.
Armageddon, Independence Day.
No.
The only movie
he wasn't in there.
I'm thinking of him.
Yes, he was. He was the president, wasn't he?
No, that was Bill Pullman.
Oh, same dude.
I was thinking when you said Bill Paxton, all I could think of was Chet in Weird Science, but I don't think that's it.
All right, giving up, guys.
Give us one more clue. Come on, dude.
All right, from the same movie.
Well, yeah.
Get away from her, you bitch. Oh. Ah. It's right there.
What is it? Dave's tongue?
Oh. It's Alien.
Yes. No, whoa.
Aliens.
Yes. Alien 2.
All right, that one took a while. Sorry, listeners.
I shouldn't have said, "Hey, give us another clue," because I just lost another point.
All right. Do you have full coverage on that truck? Liability only.
Ooh.
And another hint: Bill Paxton.
No, stop it!
I didn't realize I'd give you two full Bill Paxton quotes
on
a row.
That truck. Liability only.
All right, right now I know listeners are like saying it out loud, like, "Duh, guys, Twister." Come on. Yes.
Oh,
nice going, Dave.
Yeah, I just watched that about three weeks ago. Well, when you have the cheat sheet,
it's pretty easy.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't have a cheat sheet.
Next up, you're going to need a bigger boat.
Oh, crap.
Why do I keep thinking of, I think we need a bigger box?
I don't know.
That's a comedy skit.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Oh, this. Come on, guys.
Bruce Almighty 2.
I'm so disappointed.
Or
right
Evan
now.
Almighty, you mean? No.
Yeah.
I need a hint.
Did it.
Jaws.
Jaws.
Oh,
two.
Dave. Dave.
3D.
Jaws Returns.
Yeah, the Sharks.
Sharknado.
All right. This one you guys should get.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
Of the Apes.
Yep. Nice going, Jason. You finally got one on the board recently.
Recently? Shut it.
All right. This one might be a little more difficult, guys. This is an older one. It Was Beauty Killed the Beast.
Silence of the Lambs?
No.
No.
Much older.
Oh. It Was Beauty. That line is familiar to me, but why?
It Was Beauty that Killed the Beast.
Is there more
King
to
Kong.
That? Yes, Jason. Yeah, King Kong, 1933.
Nice.
Nice going. All right.
Was there
was
more
older,
to that
two
quote?
Points.
No. Oh, there. Well, yeah, I think it was like.
It's part of
it
a monologue.
It wasn't the airplanes. It Was Beauty that killed the
okay,
beast.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, but
the airplane thing
that.
Would have given it away.
Yep, because the girl.
You're
was
killing me, Smalls.
Gotcha. No, we're good.
You're killing me,
yeah,
Smalls.
That's you. I thought I was like, yeah, what's the next one? I thought it because I interrupted you.
I'll say it again.
Killing Me, Smalls. Is that The Sandlot?
Yes! Ow! I was on the tip of my
oh,
tongue.
Man. Jason's getting just ticked over here.
He's getting crushed is what he's getting.
All right. Yeah, you are getting crushed, Jason. You better step your game up, son. All right. Next quote. Mama said they'd take me anywhere.
What?
Mama said they'd take me anywhere.
Forrest Gump.
Yes.
I don't remember that.
Did you see Forrest Gump?
Forrest Gump, but I don't remember the
His
line.
Legs.
Okay. All right. All right, Jason, maybe you'll recognize this one. This town needs an enema.
Batman.
Yes.
Nicholson.
Nice going. All right. The score stands at 8-5, Dave. But that's getting a little tightening it up here. One of my personal favorite quotes. Get him a body bag. Yeah.
Oh, what is that?
Weekend at Bernie's.
No.
Get him a body bag. That's right there. I can't think of it. You got a hint?
Is Pony Boy in it?
Let's see.
I want to
Here's a hint. Johnny.
I want to say Grease, but
no,
it's not.
Johnny Mnemonic.
Daniel's son.
Oh,
Karate Kid.
There you go.
I didn't remember that line.
There we go. Wasn't that on the beach, I think? Yeah.
When they're in the tournament and Daniel's son gets beat on, there's a guy in the background that yells, get him a body bag.
Yeah.
Hey, you, get your damn hands off. Oh.
Ghostbusters.
Negative.
Two.
Back to the Future.
Yes, Jason.
Oh,
Jason
yeah.
gets it.
Yep. I was picking up a strong Rick Moranis vibe from your impression.
Oh yeah, I suppose.
You gotta listen to the words, man.
All right, who brought the dog?
Yeah, that's what
that would have been. That would have been a good Ghostbusters quote right there. You know how to fly, don't you? No, do you?
Oh. Yeah. I'm torn because that almost sounded a little Christopher Walken.
Oh, don't take my impersonation as the thing.
I know.
I can't.
I know. I mean, I'm thinking, but is this an older movie?
80s.
Why am I thinking like Escape from
LA? It again.
You know how to fly, don't you? No, do you?
You know how to whistle, don't you? Just put your lips together and blow.
You know how to fly, don't you? I'm stumped right now. Unless you got some,
you guys need a hint.
Yeah.
Short round.
What's that?
Short round.
Indiana Jones. And
Temple of Doom.
Oh man, you each get a point on this one.
No, I was ahead of him.
I said Temple of You're first. Completing each other's sentences. That one's a break even.
As long as we don't complete each other's sandwiches.
All right, here we go. Got two left for you, gentlemen. Two left. Complete each other's sandwiches.
A little Frozen humor there for you.
That's what I was going to say.
Guys,
oh,
I think
we are nerds.
It's time for you to let it go.
Open door.
All right. Cold never bothered me. Anyways.
Beat it, or I'll call the Brute Squad.
I'm on the Brute Squad. You are the Brute Squad.
Beat it, or I'll call
I know
the
there's
Brute
people
Squad.
Listening going, yelling it out right now.
God, the Brute Squad.
Say it one more time.
Beat it, or I'll call the Brute Squad.
I'm on the Brute Squad. You are the Brute Squad.
The Monster Squad?
Kindergarten Cop?
Negative on both.
Oh,
you probably caught on like an Arnold impersonation. I wasn't trying.
Yeah, no. I was just picturing kids saying that to a guy. I don't,
Nope. Billy Crystal said the first part.
When Harry Met Sally?
City Slickers?
You remember the Brute Squad. So Billy Crystal said the first part, and the middle part was spoken by Andre the Giant.
Ooh, Princess Bride? No.
Yes.
Billy Crystal? Oh, he was. That's right.
All right, guys. Last one.
Well, this joke might was inconceivable.
I can clearly not drink the one in front of you.
I'm Indigo Montego. You kill my father. Prepare to die.
I'm looking for the man with six fingers. This will be a race. This is the last one, gentlemen. Every man dies. Not every man truly lives.
Braveheart.
Yes. Oh, man. Dave is our winner today with 12 points.
Woohoo!
Jason with a not too shabby 7 points. Good job, nice. Gentlemen. That concludes today's movie quote showdown.
That was an awesome one. I loved it.
All right. I haven't been putting show notes in, so I made a quiz.
Trying to make up for it.
I'm going to use this voice the rest of the show. A helicopter, a baseball.
I am a little disappointed in you, though, Adam.
What?
I was sure. I mean, there's so many great quotes out there, and I was so hoping. I was waiting for it too. I was waiting for you to just say like the first two words, and then I was gonna jump all over it. But I thought you were gonna do what's his name from Tommy Boy? No, was it Tommy Boy? Was the other? What'd you do?
Yes, I should have used the Tommy Boy. There are so many movies out there, guys. I tell you what.
Oh, there is really
listeners.
I thought there was only like six
listeners. If you like this segment, let us know. I'll do another one.
Yeah, I'm all for gladly. Like a monthly game show of movie quotes. That'd be heck of fun.
It's good times.
And you could really get obscure too. I mean, you did picked pretty mainstream ones, and I still couldn't get them. Think if you went obscure, I'd be like, like actually pick a line from Johnny Mnemonic, a movie that three people saw.
Next time.
Me and my brother were two of them. I don't know who the third person was. I think his name is Cliff.
I can store 40 gigs in my brain.
40 gigs? Really? Oh, man. All right. So, speaking of movies.
Yeah.
And music.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Solo.
Hold on. Speaking.
Seg blocked.
Yes. Can I seg block to do an awesome seg?
Jason, seg it up.
I'm going to seg the sh out of this.
Shut up, mother father.
Now, just like the Beastie Boys,
okay.
Just like the Beastie Boys sabotaged.
Sabotaged?
Is that from Savitar from Flash?
No, it was sabotage too, wasn't it? They were talking all y'all sabotage Star Wars story gets sabotaged.
Did you read the notes?
No.
Okay, oh man. I'm glad I put all that work into this.
Holy crap! It says Beastie Boys song sabotage.
I am glad I put that work
this
in.
This staying in. All of this stays in. Jason goes for it. He was trying to come up with the Beastie Boys song sabotage. The story is literally about teaser trailers for the solo movie recut set to the Beastie Boys sabotage.
Oh, that's priceless.
Just like the Beastie Boys sabotage. Is it sabotage? The solo movie's going to get the sabotage.
Now that I know what this is about, what is J.J. Abrams doing? Sabotage was a huge, huge song at the beginning of his reboot of Star Trek.
Yeah, this wasn't J.J. Abrams doing it.
Oh.
Yeah. read the story.
Read the rest of the sentence.
I did see it in the show notes.
So, what this is...
Okay, I saw the title in the show notes, and that was it.
Oh, man, this is great.
Brilliant. High quality... research done every
kind
week.
Of production you expect from a professional podcast.
I rushed right. home from work to do this.
I put this story in there a week ago.
French fries and ranch.
French fries and ranch.
What does French fries and ranch have to do with it?
You said you rushed home from work. I said that's right. Jason still smells like French fries and ranch. Give me a break.
I smell like steak and twice baked potatoes.
Oh.
Anyways, what this is, there's a filmmaker named Chris Gallagher who's actually a co-host
Does he smash watermelon?
No, spelled differently. No H's. But he's a co-host. He's a co-host of a podcast called War Starts at Midnight.
Oh man.
We lost him. He's been sucking the Joker gas, I think. No,
something.
Anyways, Chris Gallagher, he is a filmmaker, cinematographer, but he's a co-host of a podcast called War Starts at Midnight, a bi-weekly cinema podcast. But basically what he did is he went in, took the footage from the two solo trailers, the one that debuted the teaser during the Super Bowl and the official one that dropped the next day, and he just mashed them up to the song Sabotage. Now, of course, this was, like you said, used over in Star Trek. It was a big part of that. So it's kind of, you know, a funny way, tongue-in-cheek, little jab at it. But it really does fit well with his cut of this trailer. There's no dialogue. There's no, you know, nothing else, of course, really.
Yeah, it fits well, but it's also, it's not Star Wars.
No, it's not Star Wars at all.
You can't have 90s music in a Star Wars movie.
Yeah, if anything, it's got to be 60s.
Yeah. Can't stand it.
A little surfing USA.
Yeah, let's ask Chris Gallagher, because I know he's listening, if he could recut a Beach Boys version instead of Beastie Boys.
Right. Beach Boys. Yeah, he had the wrong boys, that's all. No, but I thought this was fun. I mean, because Solo is kind of a mystery still, we don't know too much about it. And that actually would work pretty well.
Can I ask you a question, Dave,
real
fast here? Now...
No, ask it really slow, Jason.
I will ask it very slow. Now, when we were first started putting our podcast up on YouTube, which we don't do anywhere, but when we were first putting it up there, we actually got one of our podcasts removed twice. Not once, but twice.
Right.
Because we broke some type of blah, blah, blah rules. All right, so War Starts at Midnight podcast. I am sure they did not get the rights to any of this footage or this music from the label. How does this have 723,000 views and has not been shut down?
I don't know.
Parody?
Because YouTube.
Make any sense to me.
No.
Starting next week, we are going to have a bed of pop music.
No.
We are going to be playing clips of all the new movies.
False.
You do have a good point there, Jason, that it does seem like you... Why are we getting blocked for stuff when all it is our voices talking and you get flagged? And meanwhile, people can do this stuff. Now, it's either going to be under fair use or it's going to be under parody or anything or something. Or, you know what I mean?
My guess is that it's being treated as, you know, promotion. Because you see people on YouTube look up, you know, Solo, a Star Wars Story trailer, and you're going to find 40,000 different, you know, versions of it. It's all the same trailer put up by different people that are just reposting the trailer. So you see that kind of stuff happen all the time. You see... You know, any of these movie podcasts, you see them using clips of movies to talk about them and review and things like that. I don't know the legalities of it and how it works or what qualifies for fair use.
Well,
or
you
whatnot.
Need to look into that because I'd like to add more of a musical.
well, and I suspect that the way they look at it in movies versus music has some, you know, unique traits between each one on how it's used and talked about. And I don't know that, but in the end of the day, I mean, I think it's always better safe than sorry. So that's why we take the approach of trying to stay very, very clean as far as our copyright. We try not to infringe.
But our
anything.
YouTube version of that episode probably had 3 views.
Yeah, I mean, big
shut
time.
Them down.
Right. That's the most surprising part is how something that's such a tiny, tiny channel got even noticed by anything. But who knows?
It was like Adam said, it was algorithms.
That's like
it was Al. I hate Al.
Yeah.
Al Gore. Ithams.
Oh, I knew it. He invented
the internet.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's probably what it is.
There we go. Finishing our sandwiches again.
You know,
always finish each other's sandwiches. This is great.
We should have a super views. Frozen.
No, I've got the next movie picked out for that.
Well, you got to save it for Super Reviews.
I'm saving it.
All right. Perfect. Hey, speaking of space trailers, Netflix dropped the first Lost in Space trailer.
Mm-hmm.
With an April 13th release date coming up quickly, they gave us a look at the series via a new trailer. Did you guys watch this? Because I did not watch this yet.
I did not watch it.
Oh, you guys.
I'm watching it right now, though.
I did. It's interesting. They don't tell you too much. It's basically a voiceover watching the family on a nice slow motion walk to board their spaceship. And it's, you know, it's kind of a cool voiceover, and they're talking about humanity and all this stuff, how they're going to find new worlds, this and that. And then at the very end of it, you essentially see some sort of crash happening. They're all in the spaceship and buckled in, and then the, you know, lights go red and blinking alarms and everything, and mm-hmm. just really a teaser trailer. And but it's coming soon, so April 13th, and this actually looks like it could be a lot of fun, kind of a good family-friendly take that's, you know, gonna bring back the Robinson family. Right,
the reason I'm chuckling, I'm looking at the YouTube video. The top comment says, seems legit. The second top comment simply says, I'm pregnant. Like, what?
There's gotta be a place that does this already, but like a Tumblr account or something that just takes like the most ridiculous comments and compiles them all. So stuff like that, totally random. That'd be so much fun.
New Lost in Space trailer. I'm having a baby.
Now is I just finished the trailer and I did not see Dr. Smith in there. So is that pedophile going to be in it or not?
Oh, jeez.
I don't see any robot with its arms flailing wildly, Dave.
You do hear him, though.
I did see a guy with no arm, though, or no hand.
Yep, there is.
When I play the trailer on mute because I'm listening to a podcast.
Yep. No, there is a point where you do get to hear very, very faintly, if I recall, the Danger Will Robinson line. So, you know, assuming there's some sort of version of that in here. So it looks like it could be a lot of fun, really. So.
Yeah, I mean, I'll definitely watch it because, you know, any type of sci-fi stuff, I do love space sci-fi specifically. But, man, I got to say, Netflix is kicking it in gear, man. They got all kinds of awesome original stuff coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good job.
I mean, especially when you look at, I mean, they've got so many TV shows and movies and stuff. Altered Carbon just came out. We talked about that a few episodes back. And
yeah, I haven't watched any of it yet, but I have it all.
Yeah, a new movie I should say called Mute that I'm hearing really good things about, although I don't know too much about it.
You're hearing good things about Mute?
Yeah, ironically, yeah.
Good one, Adam.
But I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I watched a stand-up special last night that may only be funny if you're a drummer or, you know, possibly other musicians, but Fred Armisen from Saturday Night Live and Portlandia and all of that. He had
it's a Prince show.
Yeah, he had a stand-up special out there. It was called Stand Up for Drummers, and I didn't realize he was a drummer.
How many drummers actually stand, though?
No, like if you're a Latin drummer, usually you're standing, but but no, it was.
What does your race have to do with it?
Because the music type. Oh man, but. No, he's a drummer as well, and so all the jokes were mostly based around, you know, drumming and musicians and things like that. And it was enjoyable. I wouldn't say it was the best comedy special I've ever seen, but it was a good short thing, like 45 minutes to an hour. But
speaking of drummer humor, what do you tell a drummer who shows up knocking at your door? Somebody shows up at your door with a drum. What do you tell them?
I don't know.
Tell them to beat it.
Never tell him.
You're welcome, internet.
Feed him.
Guys, I believe it is time for a Gunna Geek.
That's right. That's right. And so this week, as you guys know, we are a proud member of the Gunna Geek Podcast Network, which you can find over at GunnaGeek.com. And we wanted to take a second and point out one of the other great shows on the network. And this week, we're going to talk about the show All Things Good and Nerdy, because they just had today big episode 300. It was called Banned in China Since Episode 1. The description of the show is, it's the 300th episode extravaganza, including things like rap battles and new songs, including all the normal news. This week, Naki has the latest on Terry Goodkind being neither good nor kind. Chris laughs at the OnePlus solution to fix a DRM problem. Willie has the latest on Joss Whedon's departure from Batgirl, which, that whole fiasco, I should have added to the show notes to talk about, but what a joke. But anyways, Anthony also shares just how much money Black Panther made, and spoiler alert, it is a lot. It's a big episode with them. They do actually have another guest on the show with them, so go check that out. You can find them at GunnaGeek.com, and they are one of the shows that does stream live as well. So All Things Good and Nerdy on the Gunna Geek Podcast Network. And I think that brings us in, as you can hear. Yeah.
Nice, Jason, with a double bass.
It is time for the weekly garnish.
That is right. That is right.
And I'm going to say it's time for the weekly garnish. So you can differentiate between real Adam and fake AI Adam. Jason.
Oh my God. I'm peeing over here.
Really?
Jeepers.
Not really.
Listen, this guy needs some Depends.
Jeepers.
Just pretend that this a gallon of iced tea is really your feces. Anyway, let's get into the weekly garnish. That SNL commercial on like adult diapers.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead with the weekly garnish, Dave. What's up? What do you got?
Well, everybody loves Deadpool, and we know we've got the new movie coming out this year. And it looks like Deadpool is now getting a new card game. This is going to be set in the style of the Cards Against Humanity, a card game that's very popular, sometimes controversial, as we talked about a few episodes back. But it's all focused around Deadpool and you know, his kind of, I don't know what you I don't want to say mannerisms, but all the Deadpool-isms, I guess you'd say. So it looks like it could be a really good time. Some custom artwork going to be done on this as well. Of course, featuring Deadpool in a number of odd situations. I mean, the box of the game has Deadpool wiping his rear end on a cactus. I mean, and that's the kind of just weird stuff you're going to get with Deadpool. But
not fun.
It looks like it could be a lot of fun. It's about $25.
No, it isn't. Believe me, I tried it.
Not the cactus, the game.
It's like making out with a porcupine. I'm serious here, dude.
Not good.
Bad. Cactus, bad. But the game.
Not good.
I'm kind of excited for this. I want to check this game out for sure. What is going on?
And Dave's over there. Helicopter. He doesn't know if it's really live or not.
I don't. I have no clue, but the game looks fun. I just, you know, unfortunately, I don't have too many people close by that I, you know, have time to get together and
Adam's
play games
only
with.
Like
but
3 hours away.
Yeah, this is one, though, that would be fun to sit down and play.
So this game actually does look like a lot of fun. It's basically kind of like Cards Against Humanity, except you write in your answers with like a marker on a dry erase card.
Yep.
How soon until we get like an interactive online version of this? Because it would be so simple.
Oh yeah.
Come on, guys.
Kind of like what's the one? I know that was Robot Adam. No, kind of like,
this is just going to get weirder and weirder.
What is the, I can't think of it. Jack Party Games, something like
that.
Oh
yeah. You don't know Jack.
Yeah. Some of those games where you used to be able to, and I know there's current ones out there. You can connect online, you know, and play with people.
God, that was a long time ago. That was at the advent of the internet that we were actually playing that.
Right.
That,
but
Jackbox Party Pack 4 just came out, guys.
Yeah. That's the one I was thinking. Jackbox or whatever. Yeah.
I was thinking about the You Don't Know Jack Online that we used to play.
Mm. Yep. I remember that one too. It was fun, but to do something like this in an online version would be a blast. Little tournaments. Not tournaments, but just get-togethers with friends and stream it on Twitch or something. Have fun with
it. Giggity-goo. Giggity-goo.
All right, guys. Well, it is that time of our show when we have to say goodbye. It's so hard to say. Go to digitalsuitpodcast.com to find all of our materials. Link up with us on Facebook. Come hang out in our Facebook group and say hi. Our Twitter handle is @TheDigitalSoup. And be sure to subscribe and like our podcast in whatever player you choose. Leave us a review, comment, interact with us. We'd love to have more chatter with our listeners and hear your opinions on stuff. Tell us if we're right. Tell us if we're wrong. Tell us if you hate us, especially Jason.
And tell us who the better captain was.
Tell us who the better captain was. And
Janeway.
False. Chakotay. Anyway,
Janeway and Chakotay. We're in a tree.
We really appreciate your listenership, and we hope to have you back next week for another fantastic episode of the Digital Suit Podcast. See you later, guys.
Take care, guys.
Later.
your line is gators.
Later.
That's what we call a pregnant pause. Much like that YouTube comment.
Yeah, I'm pregnant. Oh, now you're going to use that sound clip on me.
Helicopter, pregnant.
Pregnant baseball.
Yeah, perfect. Pregnant beach ball.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds. Getting so much resistance from behind. Like Dave